Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As I spent time with God this morning, I'm continuing in the devotional journal, Living Free, and reigning with freedom when surrounded by enemies. Today's topic, as if you listened to yesterday's broadcast, is kind of a follow-up to that. Yesterday we talked about being free to serve God. And today we're looking at free to serve others. In the book I write that many people have nothing against the idea of serving, as long as they are the one being served. And I ask it to open up that devotion. How is serving others related to serving God? Is it possible to serve God without serving others? I don't believe it is. Because God has called us to serve one another in love. If we ignore that, then are we really serving the Master who is we claim to be serving? I also write the part of the fun thing of God's command that we serve one another isn't simply that we are free to serve, but the one another part kind of means we're also the recipient of being served at times. And for some, that's just as difficult as serving others, allowing someone to serve you. And God says, as we gaze into this perfect law which gives freedom, we learn that part of the freedom we have is the freedom to serve and the freedom to be served. To serve one another. God says to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. You see, that's the benchmark. That's the justification. That's the rationale behind the who, how, what, where, and why of our serving. It's modeled after Jesus. And yes, it's clear we're not supposed to seek to be served. But in the times in our life when we need someone to serve us because of whatever reason, because we can't do it alone, we're free to accept that service being offered in the name of Jesus, being offered in love. Today, as we prepare to gather to worship God, and whether we're doing that and whether you're doing that in a church building with brothers and sisters in Christ, or if you're still at home worshiping God with your family or alone or with small group, we do this on a weekly basis. The Bible says, in order to proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. We gather around the Lord's table. We sing songs of praise. We hear instructions and hopefully apply instruction from God's Word. But we encourage one another. We serve one another through the encouragement of fellowship. And I believe that's part of God's instruction to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Because that's where we serve. That's where we are fueled for service throughout the week. And yes, we gather in a variety of ways, in a variety of means. But when the goal is to encourage one another, then we ought to be very careful in how those gatherings accomplish that. And so not only are we focusing today on serving others, being free to do that. The prayer guide that I publish every week goes out Sunday mornings early. This week is on returns welcomed. I don't know about you, but it seems like every time I turn around, I hear of another place of business that is no longer accepting returns. COVID-19 issues, supposedly. I know the state of Michigan went for a long time requiring a deposit on bottles that you would buy beverages in, but not allowing for the return of them. You couldn't get your money back when they were open, yet you had to save them up, and I think now there's places you can redeem them again, but there was no returns. Many clothing stores and things of that nature have instituted a no returns policy, fearful that the things that you bought and don't want anymore could be contaminated. And so there's no returns. And yet in God's kingdom, returns are welcome. God said from the very beginning in Deuteronomy, as he issued his commands, he says, from wherever you are, when you return to me, I will be found. When you return, I will restore what you lost when you left. You see, last Sunday morning at Deer Run, we looked at the prodigal son leaving home and coming to his senses and returning home. Returns were very welcomed by the Father. The difficulty in life, and we'll look at that later this morning at Deer Run, is our attitude doesn't always rejoice, doesn't always look to welcome returns. And so this week, as we pray through this prayer guide that's was emailed out, it's on the Impact Prayer Ministry website, as well as highlights of it and links to it on the Impact Prayer Ministry Facebook page. But it's on returns welcome. And each day we'll pray about a different aspect, something different God says about being able to return and what that looks like. And what incredible joy to know that God says that from wherever you are, no matter how far you have strayed, no matter how far you have wandered away, returns are welcome. And so today, as we pray, I wonder what it is that God is calling you to return from in order to reach out to Him. I wonder what it looks like for you and I to serve because we're free to do so. I wonder what it looks like for you and I to humble ourselves when we need someone to serve us. You see, our life in Christ says we are free to serve because Jesus showed us the example by serving all mankind with His life. Today, we have an opportunity to not just to gather and worship God, but an opportunity to serve one another in love. In the midst of this COVID-19 crisis, the changing and challenging times that we live in, how we treat one another can be a way of serving. To treat them as Jesus treats us. I read a children's story online this morning earlier. The story of a servant who owed his master, a king, an enormous sum of money and was forgiven. And then after being forgiven, went out and threw an individual into jail that owed him a small amount of money. And Jesus says, and after the king found out about it, he took the first person and threw him in prison and says, you're not getting out until you've paid every last dime. Didn't say dime because dimes weren't a thing then. You've paid every bit of it. And then he says, the same fate awaits those who will not forgive just as they've been forgiven. And we serve others when we learn to forgive others. We serve others willingly because we gaze into that perfect law of God that gives freedom and discover we're free. We've been forgiven much. We can forgive much. And so whether your interactions this week involve people that agree with you or disagree with you, whether you like the restrictions that you're under or whether you don't, whether you think they're effective or whether you think they're ineffective, God says you are free to serve by humbling yourself and considering the needs of others above your own. Today, as we pray, spend some time asking God what it looks like to serve others using the gifts that He's already given you. The gifts of listening, the gifts of compassion, the gifts of mercy, the gifts of forgiveness. And as you pray, and as God reveals to you through His Word, through His Spirit, how to serve, then do it. You know, anything in Scripture, anything the Bible teaches us that God wants us to know, it isn't simply so that we have more information. It's so that we have a transformation of heart and mind and action. So take the things that you learn from God's Word, the freedom that it gives you, and today, put them into practice. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you so much that you are a God that loves us, that has forgiven us a debt that we could never repay. The debt accumulated by our sin. Father, as we gaze into your perfect law, which gives us freedom, that has set us free from that debt, may we recognize that freedom to serve the people around us, to look to their needs and consider them more important than our own. And Father, regardless of where we line up on the COVID-19 pandemic, I guess they're still calling it that in some circles. But no matter where we line up, on which experts we follow, may our interactions with others be that of service, of considering them. Father, as we pray this week about returns being welcomed, may we recognize the joy that we've experienced as we've returned to you. But even as we recognize that, may that same joy exist when we see others return. May our service of others, to others, and with others be such that it would help people to return to you from wherever they are. God, as we prepare today to gather and to worship, to remember the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, to give you praise and honor that you're due, to hear your word and to put it into practice. May we do so with a heart of compassion and understanding for people who are gathering in usual ways and gathering in ways that are different. May we understand. May our heart go out to each. Father, as we consider being free to serve, may we also live with a humility that allows others to serve us when we need it. Not that we are seeking that, but there's times in each of our lives where we find ourselves in need. And you've knit us together not just as a human, but as a body of Christ, knowing that we have need for one another. God, today I pray for the children in our homes and our communities. I pray that our example of serving would not only be noticed by them, but would be taught to them. That they would know the freedom to serve others, and they would know the freedom to be served. Father, continue to watch over and protect our children as schools continue to sort out what this next school year is even going to look like. God, it's my prayer that we will do what we can, and we will trust you to do what we cannot, to protect and nurture and raise our children in that fear and admonition of the Lord. Father, as we turn to you, may we trust your promise that you're always with us. As we serve others, may we see value in them as a person. May today you reveal to us specific ways that we can serve. Help us to do an accurate inventory of the gifting you've already put in our life. Father, whether that service is an encouragement of listening, of phone calls or note cards, of transportation, of physical help, or whatever it looks like. May we not only notice what is needed, but may we notice what you've already provided in us, so that the need and the provision can be joined together. Father, as we are more diligent about practicing our freedom to serve, may we do so in a manner that lifts up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I am so glad that you've joined me. I do hope and pray and encourage you to gather with fellow believers, whether you're able to do so in person or through online gatherings, to encourage one another and to serve one another. I pray that today you are greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.